This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello. Thursday, the 21st of September, we're two-thirds of the way through the month. And as a result of that, we have just about arrived into fall. We've arrived into, I think we've been there, done that enough with the hurricane. We have enough practice under our belts. Okay, somebody speak to the higher power and suggest that no more is good.
I wish somebody would do that. Oh.
Yes, right. All right, so we have the ladies of the day here. Jennifer Horn, ladies of the morning for most of you. Victoria Horn, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm not a lady of the night or the morning, but I am on the side of truth, justice, and the American way. The American way is to help people. The Puerto Rican reality is that Puerto Rico basically doesn't exist anymore. Like from the storms earlier that had wiped out some of the other islands in the Caribbean, Hurricane Maria has basically destroyed Puerto Rico. Strongest storm to hit the island in 85 years. So a lot of people put themselves into that circumstance. You watch some of the video and you think, oh, that's horrible, and yada, yada, yada. The United States will pick up the bill for that recovery, as it is for what happened in Houston and what happened in Texas. The storm actually 155 miles an hour, but that's not a blow in and a blow out. That's just constant for hours and hours and hours. The wind at 155 miles an hour just kept pounding hour after hour after hour. And so that's the difference between having a Category 4 or 5 storm that has that kind of force. Even, I mean, you can think about it. Well, it's not so bad if it's 110 mile an hour wind. You go out and stand in wind that's even 40 or 50 or 60 miles an hour. We had the gusts here yesterday about the highest was 25, 30 miles an hour. And you can really feel it. You get up to 75, 80 miles an hour, you really can't stand in them. So multiples of two on that, and then try to imagine hour after hour, buildings, trees, anything that is above the ground, it's going to get wiped out. And that's what has happened on these islands. So it'll be another way for us to open our wallets and help these people. Donate your, maybe a refresh, or you have them there. I haven't looked at the Facebook page, Victoria, last few days, so whatever it takes to get people to look at. I think there are probably some special ones for Puerto Rico.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, that we can find. So it's, and then there's Dominica and Guadeloupe. It's just devastating.
I think right now, I know, it's terrible. I think right now, it's going back up to a Category 3. Yeah. It's regaining speed as it hits the Dominican Republic, and Turks and Caicos is going to get hit again after they got hit pretty bad from Irma. And then they say it's going to go east of the Bahamas, and that might be where it fades out. But
Yeah, it's not going to affect anything here on the coast of wherever. If you're north of Carolina, you won't get anything out of this, it would appear. Interesting that Jose has backed up. He went out, the rain stopped yesterday, and now it sort of stopped in the Atlantic about 450 miles off Nantucket, and is backing up a little bit because, again, the warm water, the water off the coast of New England is warmer this year than it has been, and that's what they want. It's what attracts it. It's like their delight is to find that warm water. So a little bit more rain, but it's just basically an inconvenience. You see all these people, these news boobs out on the at Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. Oh, look at this, the erosion. This is terrible. What the hell do you think is going to happen? in a hurricane, or even with winds of, again, 65, 70 miles an hour, like that was the most important thing happening when people's lives are being ruined by what's happening down south. It's just the business of being so self-absorbed. And now think about the people in Mexico. Mexico City, 248 people are dead. And you look at the devastation, the crashing, bashing of all this stuff. It's just back to why? Because things are, because that's the way it is.
And Mother Nature.
Yeah. And whether she's angry, people are, oh, Mother Nature's angry at us. Whatever. You can figure it out for yourself. But it just is, now we are going into fall season. You won't see any more hurricanes now. There will be, if there are a couple that develop out in the Atlantic, they won't go anywhere. But we've certainly had a month of a lot of hoof, pushing, pulling, and soul searching. How do you deal? If you're not there, I still say there's no way you can figure, you can understand what it is that people are going through. I don't think you can do it. I just don't think.
Just the images on Instagram of people posting videos throughout all the islands. The flooding isn't just like still water flooding, which is what we had during Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
It looks like the ocean, like a river rapids are just rushing through the streets.
Yeah.
It is it's so treacherous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind damage. Watching, I mean, not just the little structures that you'd expect to see, you know, thatch roof
right.
structures. I mean, these big hotels just having the sides ripped off of them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what it is? The lesson for me is that I'm thankful that this sort of thing hasn't happened to me or people that I care about. I feel for and send good energy toward those who are having to deal with all of this stuff. But when you count your lucky stars, as my grandmother used to say, that this isn't happening here. And we actually have it in New England. And I don't think, well, in New York you got it. You've had a pretty, what was it, Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
It was the last really bad storm there. But we haven't
had. And that wasn't really New York City. That was New Jersey and Long Island that got hit really bad with that.
Right.
We had some flooding in one of the subway stations downtown that shut it down for a while, but that was really it.
Mm-hmm. So I thank heavens that for what it's worth here in the world that I live in on the East Coast, that I don't have that problem. But I certainly can, through using this program as a bully pulpit in the most positive way, get people to think about what it might be like. And if you have the ability, if you have the facilities, if you have the wherewithal, if you have the opportunity, you help them in any way you can. And leave it at that. And be thankful that you can help them. And the people who are helping you, be thankful for that. Just being grateful and thankful, I think, goes a long way to easing your own mind. Here's another way for you to ease your mind. Have a good night's sleep. Good night's sleep requires good pillows. And if you haven't got good pillows, you got those horrible old things. I can remind you about this till the cows come home, and I probably will, because it hits everybody every time I go through a conversation. Well, any of the products that I may talk about here and endorsed and feel good about, my pillow is one of the best opportunities for you to get the support you need, and the support you need is in the form of a good night's rest. The fill inside these pillows is adjustable, so you can put it the way you want it. Give your head, your neck, the support you want, and it'll stay that way all night long. That means you'll go out faster, you'll stay out longer, and you'll wake up after a good night's sleep refreshed. And the 50% off 4-pillow pack offer is really very cool as well. So when you go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows, 50% off the 4-pack price. That's MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for this fabulous pillow. Has a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. Bing, bang, boom. It's machine washable. And as I've said, you heard the lady say any number of times, you adjust it for your head and your neck as you go down. I don't move around much at night. Do you, ladies? You move around?
Oh, yeah.
Much?
You do? I'm competing in the Olympics, yes.
Oh, you really? It's all right if you're by yourself in the bed. Might be a little difficult if you're not. Victoria, how are you when you're sleeping?
I try not to move around.
You're not conscious of it anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So when you wake up, is it in the same position that you went to sleep?
No. It's, if I have a bad night, then I'm kind of tossing and turning a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Kara? You find yourself...
No, I move around a lot. I've punched a wall or two in my time.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, that's a visualization to think about. Meanwhile, down in the valleys of your mind, you're thinking, I got to replace, I've heard Doug say, replace the pillows every year. So now's the time for you to do it. Here we've come to your aid. We've given you a suggestion. Now you have to take the action. MyPillow.com, 50% off the four-pack. The promo code at MyPillow.com is DJV.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Beauty's biggest event is here, when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty deals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty deals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, in the people in the news department, we have He-Yi Lim. He-Yi Lim is a witness to Kim Jong-un's horror, a defector from North Korea. Yesterday was interviewed by American officials. Did you see this, what she said? The shocking brutality. She is the daughter of an army colonel, and so she was living a privileged life because the military lives a privileged life in North Korea. She described an occasion last year where 11 musicians who did not play what Kim Jong-un wanted to listen to were tied to the end of an anti-aircraft gun and blown to smithereens. While 2,000 people who were invited into the arena were witness to this. Were lashed to the end of the anti-aircraft guns, and then when they were blown to smithereens, the tanks drove around in the field to make sure that their remains were mashed up. This is what this woman says goes on over there. So say what you will about how to deal with him. I think that it's nonsense to think you're going to deal with them in any way other than to just get rid of them. And why it's taking, you know, there's story after story after story like this, why it takes this long to do it is way beyond me. Where, does anybody have any balsam here under the circum? What are you waiting for? This guy needs to be destroyed. And this is, now put him on the end of one of these anti-aircraft guns. 21 past the hour.
D. Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sounds like Taylor Swift to me. How does it sound to you?
I still love this song a lot. Yeah. I don't know who can listen to this without being, like, moving a little bit.
The writers, I thought she wrote her own stuff, but this was written by a couple of people for an album in 2001, right?
Yeah, well, no, that's what the lawsuit is.
Yeah.
They're claiming that she stole it.
Sean Hall and Nathan Butler, she stole it, or they had a song that was similar, and then she used it.
Right. Well, they're suing her, saying that she stole it because they want some of the money, because this made a lot of money. But they're,
is it legit? Is the claim
legit? We have both songs. You can hear it for yourself.
Yeah. So this right. is
So this is the 3LW group, right? 3LW. Fire's gone. Play. This is Shake It Off.
No, this is 3LW. Play is
going
to play.
Oh, you did the other way around. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so then
it means this stuff. I can't hear the day. I'm so, I'm a big pop music fan, no matter what the era. But I listen to most of the stuff that's around today. Maybe I've got a 10-year tour. It all sounds the same to me.
All right, so that was The Play is going to Play. And then this is the beginning of Taylor Swift.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
It's not even really close.
No, and the only similarity is that the original song says, play is going to play, hate is going to hate, and then this one says something similar, but it's like, what do you do then? Fleetwood Mac says, players only love you when they're playing. I don't see how you're going to...
I mean, it's not going to get any money.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a phrase that 3LW came up with, or the writers came up with. Someone said it before them.
Sounds like some rapper might have said it.
3LW is trying to stage a comeback, perhaps.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are 3LW? Who's that?
A struggling, R&B pop group.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long has Shake It Off been out? That's been out for years. Why is this just now coming out? No, not 2001. That's when...
Shake It Off is 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they want 20% of her take on this song.
Okay.
Good luck.
So do I,
that.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll take it.
I've said shake it off a few times, so I'd like a little bit, too.
So her lawyer says this is a ridiculous claim, nothing more than a money grab. They don't have a case. And apparently you ladies all agree. So let us move on to the next case, if you will. This guy's a case, a head case. Jay-Z. Although this might have been an interesting halftime show, to whom does he mostly appeal? You all three fans of Jay-Z?
Not really. Not enough that I would see him in concert, but I have a lot of friends who have seen him and love him. So he seems to have a more diverse audience than you would think.
Yeah, as far as rappers go, he's kind of all across the board. And I would definitely watch him if he was in the Super Bowl.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the NFL didn't exactly deny the report that suggested he was asked. The reason for the decline wasn't given. Some people are speculating he could have declined in support of Colin Kaepernick, who got a shout-out from Jay-Z during a concert in New York last week. So what makes these people so angry?
I don't think he would do that. I don't think that he would do that. I think knowing Jay-Z, if he really wanted to do the Super Bowl, he would do it and then make a statement while he was doing it. I don't think he's the type who would just say, oh, I'm not going to do it because you're not treating Colin Kaepernick the right way. I don't know. He's a businessman.
Taylor Swift is not in the running.
Apparently not.
Adele turned it down. Gaga's not feeling well, so where they go, we could put a group together and do the halftime. What do you say? The Four Duggars.
I still think Luke Bryan. I think they were testing him last year with the national anthem.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for that. The farm music guy. Good idea. 28 past the hour. Kara's got another good idea.
The more you know, the less you understand. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Many wise people have been quick to reiterate Lao Tzu's ancient advice that the more you know, the less you understand. And why is that? Well, because the more you know, the more you realize how much there is to know and how much little comparatively you actually do know. Look, being humble on a grand scale is often easier than being humble around your loved ones. But if you realize that you don't know everything, then try implementing that knowledge the next time your loved ones disagree with you. Instead of taking an adamant stance against their perspective, open yourself up to genuinely listening to what they say. And I mean listening in a way that has you prepared to actually be open to potentially being swayed by their words. The more humble you are around your loved ones, the closer your relationships will be. For more on relationships, visit drchristianconti.com.
My goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chera Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you, a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
At the hour on the DJV Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Today is Rosh Hashanah, first day of the Jewish New Year, right? Isn't that Rosh Hashanah? This is one of the really high holy
day
days.
Celebration, though,
yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, it is. There, and I think most all Jews who are celebrating this are fasting, so they don't.
I think
eat
they actually get to eat for Rosh Hashanah, don't
they? Oh, do they?
That's why it's a celebration.
Okay. I thought there was something that they stopped eating.
This is the brisket holiday.
The brisket.
Yep.
Better that than a bris holiday. Yeah.
Let's see.
Do I have to explain that?
No.
Is that okay? Thank you. Well, but it is part of the Jewish tradition. That's
right.
Where circumcision began.
But that's not a holiday.
No. Well.
Oh, so it's actually the day of judgment or day of repentance, so they might be actually hungry today. Let's see.
I think today is a, I do think.
You wear new clothes. This is fun. Maybe I should practice this. New clothes, you get haircuts, you eat apples dipped in honey, symbolizing hope for a good year. Also, challah, bread in round loaves instead of braided loaves, is dipped in honey instead of salt. Pomegranates are eaten because the seeds are symbolic of many commandments in the Torah that Jews must fulfill. Another popular ritual today is to walk a river or stream and recite special prayers of penance. And then afterward, one throws breadcrumbs in the river to symbolically cast away sins.
Huh. Yeah. You will not find any religious Jew anywhere in business today or for the rest of the week. Pretty much today and tomorrow, they're off, and they go to temple every day. And Monday, I think they go to temple, and then they can go back to resume their normal activities. The really observant Jew. So it's a holy day for a lot of people, and it's good to observe and know what other people are doing, I think, in their practice. So there's that acknowledgement and a well wish from those of us who are here to you. The travel, the world of travel, I've been making a lot of travel arrangements because this is the time of year I start thinking about traveling a good deal. And I was nosing around some of these websites yesterday where I had time, had about an hour. So I was looking at the way pricing is done. I priced the same trip three times using the same circumstance and came up with three different prices each time. And the same was true, by the way, of getting a hotel, because I don't have a home in Los Angeles at the moment. So when I go out, the kids don't have any room in either of their homes. So I stay in a hotel or a bed and breakfast or something.
Wink, wink.
What?
We don't have any room. Wink, wink.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer, why don't I come stay over at your place?
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. You could stay with my dad.
No.
Plenty of room over there.
You know, that would be kind of fun. Why didn't I think of that? It would be fun to stay with your father.
There you go.
Yeah, except we'd have to stay up all night. Well,
he stays up watching TV all night, yes.
Yeah, or listening to us. Hi, or Mike, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. He'll send me an email now and says, yeah, come on over. When are you getting there?
My last email came in around midnight, so he might be just snoozing right now.
Okay, also on the travel front, Frontier Airlines has been fined $1.5 million for delays on the tarmac. Department of Transportation noted yesterday that they have, at Frontier, violated the rules regarding delays. This fine comes after the government investigated how Frontier handled delays at the Denver airport during a snowstorm last year. Between December 16th and the 18th, they forced 12 flights to wait on the tarmac for more than 3 hours without allowing passengers to get off the plane. See, this was brought about the year before. Remember all those, I forget the circumstances why, but there were plane load at airports all over the country that were sitting out on the tarmac at the airline's convenience. They push you back because they want to say the plane left on time. And then you sit on the tarmac. It was common for a couple hours, 3-4 hours. And they say, well, this is an active runway and you can't get up and go to the bathroom. Give me a break. So anyway, the new regulations state U.S. airlines with 30 or more passengers are prohibited from allowing their domestic flights to remain on the tarmac for more than 3 hours without giving passengers an opportunity to get off the plane. That's exactly what Frontier did. The entire cabin on one of their flights was chanting, let us out of here, for hours. I mean, how can you be so tone deaf, that bad? This is an airline that had...
You pull the slide and just tick them off.
Yeah.
Do it.
I would have been... You know what? I've said that, Jennifer, any number of times. You do that to me, I'm opening up. If I'm sitting in the back and by the emergency door, I'm opening it and jumping out the plane. You do what you want with me after that. You'll be sorry if you want to prosecute me that you have done that. American was fined for violations, too, and Southwest was penalized. American had 27 flight delays like that, Southwest 16 flights. And so, anyway, they were both charged the same amount or a little bit more, actually. And it's just unacceptable. It is not acceptable. Period.
I flew out of Grand Junction this last Sunday.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a small airport. They have four gates. But a really cute one, by the way, just for the record. And so easy to get through. They should all be like Grand Junction. But I was paying attention to the flight that was boarding right next to ours, which was Grand Junction to Salt Lake City, which takes what? I mean, it's a blink of an eye. Yeah, it's a really quick flight.
Right.
But American Airlines had oversold that flight, and they were offering, I don't know, I just think that this seemed like a lot, because they're so dumb at overselling these flights. They were offering a $500 flight credit for anybody who'd stay back and go later in the afternoon. I mean, I would do it if I had the flexibility to do it. If I were going to, I mean, $500 is pretty meaningful money. That's a round trip coach ticket anywhere you really want to go in the country. You could probably even get to Hawaii with $500 from Los Angeles. So, but it just seems like now these airlines are just shooting themselves in the foot, giving away all this extra money because they won't stop overbooking their flights.
Amazing what the management is, isn't it?
Like, just stop overselling it. You've got 100 seats to sell. Stop selling 105. It's ridiculous.
Dumb. Here's another dumb airline thing. This is from an airline in Europe where airline strikes are nothing. New unions for air traffic controllers, pilots, flight attendants, ground crews take a stand, and they ground the flights. The process, you know, you can't have air traffic controllers cannot strike in our country. Ronald Reagan took care of that when he was president. So this is a story from overseas. Hundreds of thousands of people who book flights across Europe through the end of next month could be inconvenienced thanks to something that is, basically, bottom line is there was a lack of planning on the part of Ryanair, which is the southwest of Europe. Ryanair, among the first of the low-cost European airliners, they tout the fares from $10 to $30. Imagine getting on a plane for $10. Kind of like what Spirit does. Pays $10
to get airline.
On Ryanair?
They hop back and forth between, you know, Ireland, England, France. They're like little.
Right,
they're bigger jets. They're just old.
737.
They're old.
They have 737s that they get from a lot of American companies that are done using them, and then they use them.
They're old with a paint job.
So they've been canceling 50 flights a day. 82 flights canceled this past weekend on short notice because someone at the airline goofed, failing to account for mandatory vacation allowance policies, which entitles all workers to have paid annual leave based on the percentage of their work hours. Ryanair, which is an Irish company, is forced to cut daily flights to allow for the overdue period of vacation for pilots and crews.
I mean, somebody is really in trouble. Someone who didn't schedule vacation time.
The airlines get so big, and they don't really have the ability. They don't have infrastructure. You got to wonder when you hear stories like that, how do they maintain, especially what you said about Ryanair, which runs older 737s, most of them from carriers like United, who after an American, they used to plane for 30 years. And then they discard it. But it goes on the open market. It gets sold. Sometimes not. I've noticed that some of the old, old DC-9s, you can buy an old DC-9 for $8,000.
Oh, I would not want to be anywhere associated with a plane that only costs $8,000. That's scary.
That's something that you could afford to buy instead of your Chevy Bolt.
That's about what Kara paid for her car.
It's worth the same as my Jeep Wrangler? No thanks.
Right. That's less than I paid for my crappy car. So.
Really? All right. So the last item of interest here is something that hits my heart, because I have thought and said this on the air any number of times and chosen to fly a 747 when I could. 747s first started, they were designed and announced, the announcement was made in the fall of 1967 that we were going to have this. This was after the 730, the 727, 737 were being built. 707 went into service in the late 50s, early 60s. By 1964, 707s were flying everywhere, the beginning of the jet era. And then quickly after that, the three-engine 727 and then the two-engine 737, which is now the longest flying plane in the history of aviation. They're still making them. They've modified them four or five times, but they still make them, stretch them, put new engines on them, that kind of stuff. But the 747 was really a symbol of Americana. For whatever the reason, it was when it was designed in 1967, they started building them 1969. And for the past 47 years, I think that they have been a hallmark of American industrial strength. There's just something about the 747. Have all of you ridden on a 747?
Is this that's the one with the upstairs lounge?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. No, I never have, actually.
Never? Really? Mm-hmm. Carrie, you ever been on a 747?
I don't think so. And I would think it would be obvious that there's an upstairs lounge.
Yeah, no,
right?
You'd know if you were on.
I always wanted to, by the way.
Yeah. It is a fabulous plane. For going cross-country, they first started, the American started using them for a while from L.A. to New York, and then they found them, they're too big to handle the back and forth fast at that time. So actually, the three 747s that American bought were sold to NASA, and the planes that you saw for a long time flying the spacecraft around, were all American. Those were the American 747s. Anyway, United was a big user. Delta was a big user. Continental was a big user. Most of the airlines didn't use them domestically. They used them for international flights. United is, I think, the last one. Delta's got some. They're still using to go to the Middle East. But they're very expensive to operate in comparison to, it's a four-engine aircraft versus a two-engine aircraft. Some of the stretch 777s carry almost as many passengers as can be put on a 747, so most of the airlines have opted to park them in the desert. They get converted there are four or five of them a month that get converted for freighters of various of these freight airlines. The last 747 United has is going to make its last flight on November 7th, going from San Francisco to Honolulu. And they're going to have all the uniforms for the pilot and the crews, the retro 1970s stuff. It'll be a fabulous. There's a restaurant in Los Angeles, and I have become friends with the guy who owns it. On the lot, Jennifer, this guy owns all, wherever you see an airplane scene in a movie or a TV show, mm-hmm. it's filmed on this guy's lot. He has all of the old planes, and they cut them up and use them, and they set them. So whenever you see a plane or a scene on a plane, it's done on this guy's lot.
Hmm.
And so he's got a 747 that's cut up, and you can have a nice meal there. Anyway, $551 for economy, $1,958 for business, and they sold briskly.
I think it's kind of cool. I think aren't they even showing entertainment from the 70s
yeah.
that you would have seen
right.
in movies and stuff. I think that's cool.
Yep. So if there was a way I could do this, I would, but it doesn't fit into my schedule because I'm going to be in Italy at the time. But if I were here, I would try to get on this flight just for the fun of it. Great story about a great plane that worked 47 years, and as I said, I think it's a great symbol of Americana. Mm. So it's too bad. But it is what it is. It's less expensive to fly, as I said, a 777. 777. And the new 787s are quite a good plane as well. Some people don't even pay attention. They don't know what they're getting. They don't know what they're flying. But it's hard not to know you're flying in a 747. It's 10 before the hour.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Now, 53 after the hour, appropriate time for Tech Talk. So Victoria is going to sharpen her skills, as she does every day at this time, and bring us up to date on a couple of important technology stories and how they may impact you. So we'll take a trip with Waze in just a moment because of her and her work.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Now, 55 past the hour, Spotify is going to partner up with Waze. This is an interesting combo. I was just saying to Victoria and Kara that Conan O'Brien went to Israel over this past weekend, and he's done a lot of, they went wall to wall the days they were there, and he's using excerpts of the visit on his late night program. I happened to see him with his visit to Waze, the company's headquarters. It was designed, developed in Israel, as a lot of technology is. They're very heavy. Their industry is basically all technology. And so it was kind of fun to see them working through Victoria, what it was like to design and talk about stuff. But they had a good time. But anyway, Spotify and Waze making waves here in America. How so?
Well, Spotify and Waze users will soon be able to use both apps in one on iOS devices, so you won't have to switch back and forth, which, if you're using Waze, you're most likely driving, so this makes this safer for everyone on the road, and it makes it a lot more convenient. Waze says that the integrated experience, which was previously Android only, is now set to roll out to iPhones over the next few weeks, and so it'll allow iPhone owners to autoplay Spotify playlists while they're using Waze. So they don't have to leave Waze and then go into Spotify, pick their music, and then go back into Waze, which, you know, if you're driving, that gets very distracting. That's unfortunately what I have to do when I'm using Waze and Tidal, because I don't use Spotify. I wish Waze would get together with all the music services, but for right now, it looks like it's exclusive with Spotify. And so you'll be able to, with one tap, control your song selection, see which songs you recently played, and access some Spotify recommendations. As a safety precaution, though, Waze says browsing through Spotify will be blocked unless you're a passenger in the car, because that involves way too much looking at your phone. But this is super cool, and I mean, of all the apps that are out there, I use Waze the most, and I'm still in awe of Waze. And so I still, when it's down to the very minute when I arrive at any destination, I'm still amazed by it.
It uses a lot of data, though. I like it and use it when I have to as well, but it uses a lot of data.
Don't you have unlimited data?
I haven't quite gotten there yet. I always thought I had unlimited data, but apparently I don't.
Uh-oh, okay.
Because I had billed for using it last month.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay.
All right, here's a new item from Gmail.
Yes.
Which
this
is fixed something that's annoying.
This is what users of Gmail have ranked this the most annoying quirk. If you're a Gmail user on your smartphone and a friend sends you an email with the address of a place that you're supposed to go to, you have to, instead of just tapping on the address and it pops up in a map, you have to highlight it and then cut and paste. And if you don't do it the right way on a smartphone with your fingers, it can get very clumsy. It's a mess. So now Google has finally fixed that. So Gmail and inbox users on iOS, Android, and desktops will now notice that addresses, emails, and phone numbers are linked, which is formerly known as a hyperlink, meaning it has that little blue line under it. So if you click on it, it opens it up into the screen that you need. If you tap a phone number, it will automatically call the number for you. If you tap on an address, it'll pop right up into Google Maps, and you'll be able to find where you're going a lot easier. It's a much smoother process. Thank you, Gmail. You finally did something great.
Thank you, Gmail. Gee, you're awesome. Thank you, the folks at Google. Well, now, instead of being called Gmail, it should be called whatever. What's the new name of the company? World or something?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.